Proclamation number 0854 of 8th of April, 1939. Spirit of God. Revelations. Science and True Scholarship. The most varied opportunities present themselves to men, and each one should be used in the most exhaustive manner. For the strengthening of the Spirit, take up the following, as far as the eternal Godhead allows it. People move in the center of the divine activity of love, and only undivided attention allows this to be recognized. However, where the divine will has created a field of activity which cannot be overlooked from a human point of view, only the Spirit of God awakened to life is able to find the right explanation, for what comes to light exceeds the human ability to comprehend. People think they can unravel on their own what, however, is the intervention of divine love and therefore only comprehensible to people when they are also in love. They know how to solve the strangest entanglements of human experience and explain them intellectually, but it is impossible for them to regard what appears incomprehensible to them as divine activity and to try to grasp it spiritually. And thus an ultimatum has been set for them. The Lord demands complete submission and compliance with His commandments from and at the same time assures them of higher knowledge, so that every person can acquire spiritual knowledge if only he fulfills his duty towards God. A general standstill has occurred which has the effect that the divine commandments are no longer respected and that the spiritual state has thus experienced a certain decline. People close their eyes and ears to the gifts from above. They prefer spiritual blindness, and this leads to complete alienation from God and a certain inability to recognize everything divine. All indications in this respect are in contradiction with human thinking, and a scientific explanation which runs counter to divine revelation is accepted without contradiction, while the truth is superiorly rejected. Thus, today everything is under the sign of science. People are constantly pondering, calculating and researching without finding a completely satisfactory result, yet people pass by the pure truth and therefore constantly remain mistaken and entangle themselves in contradictions. Limits will therefore be drawn and true scholarship will only be found where divine working is acknowledged and thus the eternal deity itself works in the human being. And the result of all human research will truly deviate considerably from the wisdom given to those who research in God. And thus the Lord considers all those who desire Him and does not allow them to fall into error. Understandably, however, he will also remain distant from those who rely on their own strength and withdraw from the divine sphere of activity. They travel the earthly path in vain and their spirit will not be awakened to life since they flee from divine strength. Amen.